countdown for blastoff. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents
X minus one.
Tonight, a Ray Bradbury story, Marionettes Incorporated. By the year 1990, we should see many amazing technological advances. And yet, in many ways, life will be very much the same. A husband will stop off at a bar on his way home and perhaps unburden himself a little to a friendly bartender.
Well, that's good. Almost feel as if I could go home and face Nettie now.
Wife trouble, Mr. Smith?
Wife trouble, Sam. If only she'd relax a little bit. Look, you see this bruise on my lip? She kisses me. For an hour every night when I come home.
Can you do anything for it?
Well, I try, Sam. You can't figure them out. Well, I guess I'll go home and feed myself to the lioness. I tell you, Sam, when Nettie gets finished demonstrating how much she's missed me, I feel like a man who's been stuffed into an electronic washing machine with the dial set at rinse dry. How much do I owe you?
Well, if it isn't Henry Smith.
Huh? Brayling! Well, as I live and breathe, Walter Brayling, what are you doing here?
Having the night out.
Say, does Gloria know about this?
Things have changed, Henry.
I thought she kept you chained to the bedpost most of the time.
Not anymore, Henry, not anymore.
Say, you aren't divorced, are you?
Don't know. Gloria's home.
What did you do, put sleeping powder in her coffee?
Oh, goodness, no. That would be highly unethical.
Well, now, look, I can't believe you just walked out on her.
10 years of marriage, Henry, and I never had a night to myself. But it will be different from now on. By the way, what time is it?
10 o'clock.
Well, I guess I'd better be going.
Scared?
Don't want to crowd my luck. Oh. Although, really, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I'd sure like to know how you do it, Walter.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
All right, Henry, since you've always been a friend of mine, I'll let you in on it. Come on, my car's outside. I'll drive you home and let you see how it's done.
Well, now that's nice of you, Walter.
Oh, no, not at all. We fellas have to stick together. I don't suppose you know how Gloria and I came to be married in the first place.
No, I don't.
Well, one evening, she threatened to tear off her clothing and call the police unless I married her.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
Gloria's a nervous girl.
Oh. I bet you've had a pretty wretched time of it, huh?
Yeah. Didn't take long for me to become the laughingstock of the neighborhood. Henpecked Brayling, they used to call me. I know that. But, things are changing now. See this?
What's this?
A single ticket.